This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Dozens gathered last night at the former site of Club Q in Colorado Springs. A vigil marked 2 years since a shooting at the LGBTQ nightclub that left five people dead. CPR's Dan Boyce was there.
The gathering was held beneath a memorial under construction at the attack site. Five pillars representing each person lost encircle a tall flagpole. Atop waves a large pride flag. The site's surrounded by colorful lights and posters for each victim killed that day. Michael Anderson was bartending the night of the shooting.
This will probably haunt us for the rest of our lives, I'm sure. But what I'm so grateful for tonight is this entire community that's here.
Anderson hopes marking the day helps galvanize efforts to stop these events from happening in the future. And a second gathering was planned after the vigil at the new site of the club, which is opened in a hotel 5 miles to the south of the original location. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's more from last night's vigil at CPR.org. Colorado schools are headed to the Division II football playoffs. Colorado State University Pueblo and Western Colorado University in Gunnison are both part of the 28-team field. Western Colorado plays this weekend. CSU Pueblo sits out the first round and will play next weekend. Last year's Division II runner-up, Colorado School of Mines, did not make this year's tournament. Deion Sanders is dismissing speculation about his future as head coach of the University of Colorado football team. CU is ranked 16th in the country. They play Kansas this weekend, and Sanders says he's happy in Boulder. This is CPR News.